For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. A Democratic state lawmaker is asking for an investigation into the Missouri Department of Corrections after a St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon reported that the state carried out executions with drugs made by a pharmacy not licensed in the state. Representative John Rizzo of Kansas City is filing a bill today to halt future executions while the General Assembly looks into the issue.
There are things going on within the state of Missouri departments that an average Missourian cannot do or would be found guilty in a court of law for doing. That's a problem, regardless of what that issue might pertain to, whether it's the death penalty or something else.
In a brief statement, the Department of Corrections said they are complying with all laws. The state has carried out two executions with drugs obtained from this secret pharmacy and has another scheduled at the end of the month. A report says Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital failed to provide a safe environment for a 78-year-old man beaten to death last year at the Columbia facility. The report for the Veterans Affairs Heartland Network was included in materials released in response to a Freedom of Information Act request by the Columbia Daily Tribune. The report detailed what happened at the hospital when Rudy Perez Jr. killed Robert Hill on February 1st. Hill was a patient, and Perez was there on a 96-hour involuntary commitment after an alleged assault on his father. Perez pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity and is at Fulton State Hospital. A hospital spokesperson says Truman has taken several steps to improve communication and created new policies to deal with disruptive behavior. The first bill being considered by a Missouri House committee this year would prohibit the payment of union fees from being a condition of employment. The legislation, known as Right to Work, is getting a hearing in the House Workplace Development and Workplace Safety Committee. It is a top priority for Republican House Speaker Tim Jones of Eureka. He led a rally of about 100 activists in support of the bill before the legislative session opened last week. While the proposal is at the top of the House agenda, Senate leaders haven't been as optimistic about it passing this year. The measure is sponsored by Republican Representative Eric Burleson of Springfield. Newly released documents show Missouri was in the running for a new Boeing assembly plant right up until the company decided to stay in Washington State. Documents provided to the Associated Press under a Sunshine Law request show Boeing officials visited St. Louis on December 28th to check out Missouri's proposal. A follow-up visit was scheduled for January 4th, but that was canceled after union members in Washington voted January 3rd to accept Boeing's contract proposal. The company then said it would build the 777X airplane there. Boeing had not released a list of finalists for the project. The documents show Missouri submitted three options to Boeing to assemble the wing or full plane at either of two locations near Lambert-St. Louis International Airport. The executive director of the Branson Airport says the facility was operating normally when a Southwest Airlines flight carrying 124 passengers touched down at the wrong airstrip without incident Sunday night. Jeff Burke says weather conditions in Branson were good, the control tower was opened, and the airport was ready for aircraft operations. He's unsure what caused the plane to land at the smaller M. Graham Clark Airport in Hollister, about 8 miles away.
Those passengers were transported back to the Branson Airport where they could get in their vehicles or rental car or whatever and go to their destinations.
Southwest spokesperson Chris Maines says the airline is fully cooperating with an investigation being conducted by the NTSB and FAA. Missouri House Democrats are preparing to outline a tax cut proposal despite their fierce opposition to a Republican tax plan last year. Representative John Carpenter, a Democrat from Kansas City, was expected to file legislation and release his plan to reduce state taxes today. Another Kansas City Democrat, Senator Jolie Justice, has signaled that her party would be open to tax cuts under certain circumstances. She says it's a matter of who benefits from the cuts. House Democrats voted last year against a Republican proposal to reduce individual and corporate income tax rates over 10 years. The GOP plan failed when the legislature could not secure enough votes to override Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.